The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
It's only the good stuff.
We're about to head back out on stage for Luke Kidgell. Look, and any tickets to Luke Kidgell's upcoming shows can be found on his website, lukekidgell.com. His Luke Kidgell and Friends show, Melbourne International Comedy Fest, sold out.
Yeah.
So he's doing okay.
He has been on Born Funny before. We love him. He's a good man. And all right, let's go sit down with him.
Special thing for Luke as well. Today's his birthday.
Thank you. Oh, a cake.
We spent $5.31 on a Woolies cake.
You spared no expense, got me the quick sale one.
Yeah, it's also Lizzie. It's also Lizzie Hu's birthday, so you get half of that. Oh. Luke Kidgell, everybody.
Thank
well done.
You.
Just sit with that cake.
Just hold the cake.
Yeah.
It was the best bit was like Nat from our Fun and Games department was like, we can get him a $10 one with a quick sale one at quick sale.
Yeah. No, this is great. Thank you.
As I said, we have no budget, okay?
No, my girlfriend got me a PlayStation 5, but this is great.
What's your girlfriend's role? And isn't she like your manager or business manager?
She does tour with me.
So technically you got yourself a PS5.
Yeah, happy birthday, me.
Actually, this is a true story, right? So obviously people know we don't have heaps of budget. We're not Carrie and Tommy, right? I think your manager, who might be your girlfriend or your brother, I don't know, messaged us and said, hey, guys, don't know what the situation in the green room is, but do we think Luke could get a water?
I'm the biggest loser.
It's like you, that's your wild rider.
It's like, because we have coffee.
Oh, sorry.
We've even got Whoppers with spin in it.
The answer was no. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone thinks being a comedian's like rock star. I'm like, you guys got Mount Franklin at the back? I'm like, and you go, and thank you. You did actually.
Yeah. So
thank
you. Hey, Lukey, we like you. You have been on Born Funny before, of course, guys. If you search Born Funny, you can hear Luke's episode. We've only got him for about 10 minutes here, but I wanted to bring something up, which I don't think we brought up last time in the podcast. I read somewhere that you were doing Harry Potter parodies. Once upon a time.
How do you know this?
Same reason I know you love water. Can you elaborate on the Harry Potter parodies?
We'll give us some now.
So in high school, our friendship group used to, instead of having fun like normal people and like playing footy or like doing cool stuff at lunchtime, we would film like parody videos of movies. And this one, Harry Potter, was often set in the toilets. We'd film just whole movie recreations set in the toilets of our high school. By the way, this is like year 12. We're like 18. Like, way too old. And then we started to build this cult following in our school where people found out about these videos and it was like part of a private Facebook group. So then like year 7s would come up to us and ask to be added into this group to watch these videos.
Yeah.
And it just became a thing. And at no point in that time did I ever consider doing this as a career. I was like, no, this is just like a part-time gig.
And now we're selling out shows, everybody. How good is that?
Hey? Thank you. Yeah.
You can't buy tickets.
When we spoke to you, you did say that on stage you used to do balloon animals, yes?
Oh, that was... Why are you bringing up all my worst gear I've ever... Oh.
Who wants to see Luke Kidgell as a balloon animal?
Yes! Yes!
So explain what you used to do.
Well, I will, and there's going to be about 200 really disappointed people in this room.
Also, can you not shake that at our crowd?
Yes.
Looks like you're holding the Hulk's... Anyway.
Okay. It looks like Hulk's long, yes. No, I used to do a bit. One of the worst bits and first bits I ever did when I started comedy, I would get a balloon and I would stretch out the balloon and I'd be like, oh, it's a paralyzed snake. And then I would blow it in and be like, it's a pufferfish. And then I'd be like, oh, it's a baby pufferfish. Oh, it's a teenage pufferfish. And then I'd blow it up really big. I'm like, it's an adult pufferfish. Then I'd pop the balloon and I'd be like, dead pufferfish. And shockingly, it kind of got laughs. That is how bad the standard is at Melbourne Open Mics.
So what you're saying is you actually can't make anything.
No, but thanks for the balloons. It's my
birthday.
It is his birthday.
I can do the paralyzed puffer.
Show us the...
Hey, guys, paralyzed snake.
Ah, pretty good.
Yeah. All right, brother.
Jesus.
See? Dead snake. Pretty good one. And that's just a little insight into
The comedy. Mind of one the of Australia's thing I love comedians.
That we spoke about with you last time, Lukey, as well, was every time you bomb on stage, which isn't often, you like to. You told us something about eye contact. Do you remember what you told you? Something about you like to make eye contact with somebody to remember that feeling. Is that something that you still do? Or what was that situation?
Yeah, because like people always go, what's it like to bomb? It's not that bad because nothing happens. Like the worst that happens is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty bad, but it's not that bad. And then you always try and remember, like, you just try and look at someone's face and how much they're not enjoying the words that are coming out of your face. And then you go, remember that so you don't do it again.
Yeah.
You know, did you see any of that tonight?
There was a little bit going in the front
he's
row.
Remembered he's remembered Andrew's face.
Yeah. No, he was having a great time.
Yeah, he's good. He's the best on. Look, Lukey, before we do let you go as well, we've thrown it out to our listeners. Everyone's got a question that our listeners sent through. So we're going to ask you this now and you can answer it however you want. So this is actually from Dad Joke Anthony.
Shout out to Ant.
He said, who would take you on a better date, Jimmy or Nath?
And why?
Or Andrew. One of
the oh, silly boys. Andrew.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
It's only the good stuff.
We've just had a catch up for Born Funny with Luke Kidgell, but now it's time for his stand up.
Yes, look, and any tickets to Luke Kidgell's upcoming shows can be found on his website, lukekidgell.com. His Luke Kidgell and Friends show, Melbourne International Comedy Fest, sold out.
Yeah.
So he's doing okay.
Yeah, so guess what, you freeloaders? Here's some of it for you now.
I need you to get the round of applause ready, Nathan, the audience, for Australia's fastest growing comedian known for his outrageous and quick-witted crowd interactions. Watch out soon, we're coming on for you.
He's quick too.
He's amassed millions of fans online with his hilarious social media videos and has numerous sold-out comedy tours all across the world. Clearly, Melbourne is no exception to that rule because he is sold out here at Melbourne International Comedy Fest. So I have no idea why he's doing this because he doesn't need the tickets. Please welcome to the stage, Luke Kidgell!
How are we all doing? Thanks for being here. My name's Luke. Hell yeah. No, thank you for the four people who cheered before. I was behind the curtain. My feelings were hurt. But I appreciate you all being here. My name's Luke. I look like every guy ever, dude. I've just got a boring head. I'm like a human Commodore, you know? Like, everyone's got one, but no one's impressed. I did realise I just opened with a visual joke on a radio show. For those listening at home, I'm 28 years old and I look like a Kmart mannequin in the teen section. It's not a good vibe. I don't know. It's like, every time I see a Crime Stoppers ad, I'm like, God, that's me. And that's not even a joke. It happened when I used to live at home with my parents. One day, I was minding my own business. Mum busts into the room, just poof, kicks the door down, right? She's holding the local newspaper spread out on the Crime Watch page. And she points to this random security photo of a random white dude. And she's like, Luke Harrison Kidgell, is this you? And I looked at the photo, and this is what it said under the photo. It just said, a man in his 20s has allegedly bottled an elderly woman on a bus in an unprovoked attack. The offender was intoxicated at the time. If you have any information, please contact Crime Stoppers. Bottled an elderly woman on a bus. I know you guys don't know a lot about me yet, but I would never, ever ride the bus, okay? Ew. But I was like to my mum, what do you think I do during the day? Like at the time, I worked on this radio station, right? I used to have a job in radio. I can't go in every day, just like rock up to work like, oh, Luke, how was your day? I get on air, how was your day? Yeah, not too bad. I had 8 beers, then bottled a pensioner. 131060, have you glassed a granny? Give us a call. And I was like to my mum, what were you going to do if I hadn't said it was me in the photo? And she's like, well, we would have gone down to the police station and you would have had some explaining to do. What a snitch, dude. You think you know something. I would have been like slammed on the hood of the cop car like, you used to make my sandwiches. Not cool. But yeah, I'll tell you a bit about myself. You know some people do two truths, one lie? Nah, I'm not about that. I'm going to do 3 truths, no lies, right? This is real. I've never done drugs, never drank coffee, and never seen an episode of The Simpsons. Yep, and that is how you lose a crowd in 3.5 seconds. The most boring dude that has ever existed. I know people always have a different opinion as to which one's weirder, and I know this because once I was at a nightclub and a guy came up to me and he was on copious amounts of right? And I knew that because I saw him copious amounts of and he came up to me and he went, "Hey man, someone just told me you've never seen an episode of The Simpsons. That is seriously messed up." He slept in a gutter until 9 a.m. And I was like, he's right, I need to get my shit together. What am I doing? I was the only person without any in my bloodstream and I was the loser. And I don't know, it's just, it's one of those things, the coffee one, oh yeah, I don't do drugs, that people find that weird. I'm not, but to me, it's like drugs are like the UFC, like, I don't want to participate in it, but I'm happy to watch someone get knocked the f*** out, you know? And the weirdest one, the one that affects my life the most, coffee, right? I don't do coffee, because it's always a thing, we go on business meetings, right? And you go out, people are like, oh, just get a cappuccino or whatever. And the waiter's like, what do you want, mate? And I'm like, just a hot chocolate. And they're like, sorry, what? I'm like, you heard what I said. And it sucks. Give us a cheer if you're a dude that drinks hot chocolates. Yeah. Give us a cheer if you're a dude that only drinks hot chocolates. Yeah. That was quarter of the best group. You get judged a lot. I've had full-grown men call me gay for ordering a hot chocolate while they're sucking down on a big, long black. Your order sounds like adult entertainment. My order's delicious. Suck on my marshmallow, dude. Okay? I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to go. I feel like our fast food standards are getting too low. I was in Hungry Jack's, so I was the only one there. And just, I don't know if anyone else does this. Does anyone else watch him make it through the kitchen? Just staring at some child, you know? You don't do that anywhere else, by the way. It's just some year nine at the back slaving away. One time I was looking through back and I saw the kid, it just a big spit just went from his mouth to the burger. He just dropped a Whopper on a Whopper and then he put the lid on and sent it through. I'm the only one in the restaurant. I'm not big into confrontation, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to say something. I was like, hey man, I'm pretty sure that guy just spat in my burger. It's a crazy accusation. You want to be confident, right? The guy turns around, looks back into the kitchen and goes, oh, yeah, that's Lenny. He dribbles sometimes. I look back and Lenny's just waving. So I'm looking at the guy like, what's going to happen here? Am I getting a new burger? What's the deal? I look at the guy, then I look at the burger. He looks at me, then he looks at the burger. I look at Lenny, then he looks at the guy, then Lenny looks at the burger. It's just like 3 seconds of silence. Then the guy at the front just slowly pushes the burger across and I ate that shit because I ain't no bitch. All right. And I can confirm the burgers are wetter at Hungry Jack's. I'm sorry. All right, you guys have been so much fun. Have a great night. I've been Luke Kidgel. Thank you very much.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
It's only the good stuff.